Good afternoon, fellow members of the HUC, distinguished guests from Worcester Polytechnic and colleagues. Since this is the first meeting after the Lunar or Chinese New Year, may I start off by saying Gong Hei Fa Choi. Wish everybody success, good health, happiness abound, 年年如意, 岁岁平安. Start off 咧就首先咧，我哋歡迎阿 Grace， Miss Grace Fu， 傅小慧女士。We welcome Miss Grace Fu. She has taken over from Mrs. Susan Mack as Deputy Secretary for Development, Planning and Lands, with effect from February 12th. 2009. A warm welcome, Gracie. Okay. With the approval of the Legislative Council Finance Committee, the Development Bureau has just set up a dedicated team to handle harbourfront-related planning and land issues, as pledged by the Chief Executive in his 2008 to 2009 policy address. So that's good news for us. We have a dedicated team from the Bureau helping with all the harbourfront related issues now. Ms. Alice Jiang, sitting here, Alice, has taken up the post of Principal Assistant Secretary Harbour. She would head up the Harbour team with effect from February 16th. That's last Monday, I guess. And she has taken over from Ms. Amy Yun, Principal Assistant Secretary of Planning and Land 2. She was, as you recall, Secretary to HEC for the last year or so. Alice will continue to be supported by Lydia. Lydia's here. And Hoi San, probably not here today. Okay. In this new dedicated team, so we warmly welcome both Gracie and Alice to the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee. We look forward to working with you in the months ahead. We would also like to acknowledge, we'd also like to thank Susan and Amy for their contribution to the HEC over the last year or two. The agenda today start off with a briefing before we commence our more formal type of committee business. The briefing will be entitled "An Evaluation of 48 Leisure and Cultural Sites Along Victoria Harbour with Suggestions for a Vibrant Hong Kong Harbourfront." This item has been proposed by Paul. And I think Paul has been the guiding light for this work in the last several months. I would like to ask Paul to invite the team from WPI, I guess.
Thank you, Chairman, members. Last year, the HCC received a report from the WPI students at that time. And it was called "The Four Students and the Harbourfront," the four tourists and the harbourfront. And that project was very well received by the HEC, and the chairman invited us at that time to see if the students could do another project in Hong Kong. And we have now WPI's this year's group of students who have done this project that they're going to report on today. And I must say that the group that did it last year, out of the 100 groups that go out from WPI around the world, the group that did the report last year came out second place among the 100 reports that they did around the world. So we hope that this group is going to get first place, otherwise I will be disappointed. But the other thing is that WPI is very excited, and if everything goes well, we should have another team coming in next year. So I hope this could be a good inspiration. I must say right up front that the concept for this particular study started after a meeting with the LCSD during your subcommittee chairman task group on the management of the harbour, and LCSD was there, and I had a meeting at some stage with Paul Chung afterwards, and we identified that LCSD had 48 sites around the harbour front. Now that's a lot of sites, and so we thought it was interesting to find a way of looking at those sites, of how they could be improved or what could be done with them given their harbourfront location. So when the WPI came around and said that they were willing to come out again to do a study, we asked the students to focus on that particular task of looking at those 48 sites, and today they will report. May I introduce WPI? Thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Nate Gennetti. I'm a mechanical engineering major.
Hi, I'm Aubrey Scarborough, and I'm a double major in management engineering and international studies.
My name is Liz Tewitt. I'm a biomedical engineering major.
And I'm Paul Smith, an electrical and computer engineering major. We are all third-year students attending Worcester Polytechnic Institute in Worcester, Massachusetts, in the United States. And our project is called An Evaluation of 48 Leisure and Cultural Sites Along Victoria Harbor, Suggestions for a Vibrant Hong Kong Waterfront. Through this project, we have worked with several sponsors: the Leisure and Cultural Services Department, the Harborfront Enhancement Committee, Hong Kong University, the Harbor Business Forum, and Designing Hong Kong.
Hong Kong has great pride in the heritage of Victoria Harbor, and the history of the water has given Hong Kong its industry, business, and people really identify with water. So why is it that the city is so crowded and the waterfront is empty? The purpose of our project was to figure out how the waterfront could be used to its fullest potential.
In order to do this, we visited 48 sites along the Hong Kong waterfront, all owned by the Leisure and Cultural Services Department. At each site, we took notes observing what was there and what people were doing. We also took photographs for future reference. We performed user interviews with residents and tourists, and ask them questions like, was it easy to get to the site, or what would you improve? We had the privilege of working with Hong Kong University students who provided us guidance and helped us translate. We also talked to hotel concierges, and we asked them things like, where do you suggest that people go? Do you recommend the harborfront to people who come to you? And oftentimes on our explorations, even though we had the best map book available, we got lost.
Through our study and research, we identified four factors as contributing to the popularity of these sites. It started out with the accessibility, which we defined as a measure of the available facilities that enable people to reach the waterfront. And this included public transportation and signage that directed people towards the waterfront from this transport. Next, we evaluated the connectivity of the sites. This was a measure of how well the sites connected people to the waterfront and to the hinterland. In order to evaluate this, we took note of the sites, or the signage at the sites, including site layout maps, site signs. In addition, we looked at signage that directed people from the site to other waterfront destinations, also to transport. We also evaluated the connectivity of the site by noting any barriers, including fences or walls, that disrupted the path of the visitor from reaching other waterfront destinations. Next, we evaluated the quality of the site, which was the ability of the site to provide people with things to do and a means to stay at the site. While evaluating this, we looked at activities such as fishing and dog walking. We also took note of facilities at the site, such as soccer pitches or playgrounds. We also took note of things that enable people to stay, such as food and beverage. Also, we looked at amenities such as toilets, and in addition, we evaluated the seating available at the site. Lastly, we evaluated the design and maintenance of the site, which was a measure of how well the aesthetic appeal of the site was upheld and enhanced. In order to do this, we evaluated the landscaping of the site, how well the cleanliness of the site was maintained, and the overall maintenance of the site. After evaluating each of these four factors, we rated each site on these four factors. They received a score from 1 to 4 according to the percentage of the criteria that they fulfilled. So, for example, if a site fulfilled 0 to 25% of the criteria, it received a 1, and so on. We also evaluated the popularity of the site. We did this by counting the number of people within an approximate 100 square meter section of the site. This also received a score on the scale from 1 to 4. For example, if the site had 7 or more people in a 100 square meter section, it received a 4 for popularity. If it had between 0 and 2 people in that section, it received a 1 for popularity.
Through our analysis, we found a lot of interesting trends and statistics. For example, in accessibility, we found that nearly all of the sites had access by bus, but only a third had MTR or tram within walking distance. We also found that most sites did not have directional signage to the site from the transportation. In connectivity, we found that many sites did not have signage within the site to the site's available facilities or to nearby sites. Most of the sites did have site name signs, and only a small number of sites contributed towards forming a continuous promenade. In quality, we found that less than half of the sites provided one or more activity facilities. We also, through our interviews, found that nearly half of people interviewed suggested that the site they were in could use more shaded seating. And only a third of the sites were found to have food available within the site. In design and maintenance, we found that most of the sites were clean and well-maintained. However, a third of the sites had at least one broken or closed amenity or facility.
From our research, we found a few suggestions that can be implemented throughout all of the sites. The first one is signage. We want to make sure that there's sufficient signage both inside and outside both all of the sites. Our second suggestion would be recycle bins. We've seen very few recycle bins, and we would like to see them in much more locations. Through interviews with residents, we've noticed that many of them are requesting shaded seating, and this is something that we haven't considered being from cold and very snowy New England. So we would like to see much more shaded seating and even shade added to the existing seating. We would also like to see many more food kiosks, restaurants, and activities placed along the waterfront. We would like to see all of the barriers removed to strive for a continuous waterfront.
For our analysis, we split our sites up into 6 categories: parks and gardens, sports facilities, promenades, beaches, cultural facilities, and playgrounds. Here's a map of the 13 parks and gardens that we went to. Hoshan Park was our most popular park. There are many things to do. It was very well maintained. It contained a historical landmark, Fishtail Rock, which had a plaque underneath it that explained its historical significance. We think that plaques like this should be implemented in other areas, such as the clock tower outside the cultural center and Hong Kong City Hall. Also, Hoshan Park is very well connected. It has an adjacent site to the north, as well as a ferry pier. In contrast, Provident Garden and Tung Shui Road Garden are pretty disconnected sites. As you can see here, there's a large wall that separates the two sites. We suggested removing the wall to increase connectivity. Also, in front of these two sites is the Island Eastern Corridor, which obstructs the view of the harbor. The HBF has proposed putting a promenade underneath the Island Eastern Corridor, and we support their idea. This would allow increased connectivity and allow activities such as bicycling or fishing. The Leyu Moon Typhoon Shelter Breakwater Sitting Out Area, as you can see here, has a large wall obstructing a view of the harbor. We suggested that this wall be removed or that a raised platform be constructed so users can see over the wall. The LCSD has taken our idea into consideration, and they're going to conduct a feasibility study about creating such a raised platform. Here's a map of our 10 sports facilities on the waterfront. Lady Moon Sports Center was our nicest sports facility. It was extremely well maintained, and there were plenty of physical activities to do there. It has a Leisure Link self-service kiosk where you can use your Octopus card to reserve athletic facilities such as courts. It also had advertisements for LCSD venues and events. There was a suggestion box as well, and we think that all three of these things could be implemented at other sports facilities or other LCSD sites in general where they apply. The Western Park Sports Center was an example of a sports center that was very inaccessible. We only found one way to get there, which was an overpass. We suggest creating a subway that will bring people right to the sports center, and in turn it will bring people to the Sun Yat-sen Memorial Park, which is currently under construction. Once the park is constructed, we hope that there will be increased connectivity from the Western Park Sports Center to the park.
We also visited 13 promenades located throughout the harborfront. TSD Promenade is one of the most famous and popular destinations in Hong Kong, and it provides many things to do on the water, such as restaurants, shopping, museums, the Avenue of Stars, and the Symphony of Lights. TSD Promenade scored very well in all four of our categories and attracts a large number of visitors every day. In contrast, Chung Fai Road Promenade is an example of a promenade that is not well used and does not get a lot of visitation. While the promenade is clean and well maintained, it lacks facilities to bring people to the site. Adding facilities and amenities such as more game tables, playgrounds, fitness stations, or by adding restaurants or kiosks to provide food and beverage would help increase the vibrancy of the site and attract more visitors. We also visited three beaches located in the Western Harbor. These beaches are accessible only by bus and lack signage from the street and grade level access. Currently, all three beaches are closed for swimming due to pollution in the harbor, but with the HATS water treatment project underway, in the future they may be possible to be reopened for swimming again. On a short-term basis, we would like to see non-swimming activities implemented at these beaches. Lido Beach is an example of a beach that does provide a lot of non-swimming activities and has higher visitation. Lido Beach provides volleyball courts and allows activities such as dog walking, and there is also a food kiosk, although it was closed during the time of our visit. Lido Beach is also very well connected, with Kasam Beach to the west and Tin Kau Sitting Out area to its east. Approach Beach, on the other hand, offers very little for beachgoers to do. The site contains several buildings that are in disrepair, and we suggest that they be renovated and turned into food kiosks, sports rentals, or perhaps even a boat rental service, and these ideas would help increase the activities available at the site and produce more visitation.
Located on this map are where our cultural facilities are. The Hong Kong Museum of Coastal Defense is one of our highly rated sites. With both indoor and outdoor exhibits, visitors are really reminded about the history of Hong Kong. Even indoor exhibits have viewing areas so you can see Victoria Harbor from inside. We would also like to point out that this museum had a cafe that had both indoor and outdoor tables for sitting and enjoying your food and enjoying the harbor. This is the Hong Kong Cultural Center. This also scored very highly, but we do have a few suggestions for it. One of them would be to add kiosks or restaurants beneath the skirting of the building, or just remove the skirting and add the restaurants there. We would also like to see many more advertisements, both inside and outside the building, for LCSD events. The inside of the center is very beautiful, and it would be nice to see the culture come outside. That would increase the vibrancy of the site. Located here are both of our playgrounds that we visited. Now, there are a lot of playgrounds located within parks, and the suggestions here would be able to be implemented at those playgrounds, too. This is Hung Fa Chuan Playground. It's a very well-maintained and well-used site with many amenities and facilities. Very full every time we visited it. On the other hand, Tin Kau Village Playground is very small and not very well-maintained. From talking to the elderly residents at the site, we learned that they actually built the playground about 50 years ago, and now the LCSD takes care of it, and they basically want it to just be updated for the use of their grandchildren. In addition to that, we suggest that elderly facilities are added as well, such as fitness stations and game tables. Also, there is a large fence around the facility, and we've seen many fences throughout our sites, and we would like them to be removed. But this one can easily be replaced with low bushes, so not to obstruct the view from the houses, because there is also Tinkau Beach with a great view, so we would like it removed.
After our study and evaluation of the sites, we found that each of these factors, accessibility, connectivity, quality, and design and maintenance, could be used to predict the popularity of the site. Therefore, we suggest to the LCSD that each of the 48 sites strive to fulfill each of these categories in an effort to not only increase the popularity of the sites, but bring more vibrancy to the Hong Kong harborfront.
We would like to acknowledge some of the people who have helped us with this project. First is Mr. Paul Chung, the Assistant Director of the LCSD. Also, Paul Zimmerman, Roger Nissen, Alana Tom, David Chung, Brenda Fung, Terry Ma, Mi Kam, Andrew Thompson, Maggie Book, as well as our WPI advisors, Stanley Selko and Janine Skorinko. So, thank you very much.
Well, thank you to the team too, and to the teacher who organized this study tour. You have covered a lot of ground, and you know, we thank you for coming to Hong Kong and doing these studies for the citizens of Hong Kong. Thank you.
Thank you.
Paul, you want to say something?
Well, if anybody. Oh, sorry.
The students are eager, Chairman. a general point as we look at this, at some stages, you know, all the sites around the harbour are either owned by one or another government department, except for a very few commercial-owned sites or private property-owned sites. We now had a review of the LCSD-owned site. We could do the same for the other sites. The WSD-owned sites and the WSD-owned sites and the roads and so on, and go through each of these owned sites in a similar way as these students go through it, working together with the department. Although LCSD is not here and Paul Chung and his team is not here, we've worked through this with a weekly meeting. We've had regular meetings with Paul Chung and his team. It has been very rewarding both ways. And LCSD has, and with Paul and his team, have been able to upgrade their ideas in terms of and opportunities that they now see in the waterfront facilities that they previously may have overlooked. So they now have a better sense. So now when they do new sites on the waterfront or the other sites, they're going to be able to pick up on these ideas. So, you know, I'm not sure we should wait for the next WPI team to come to town to do this work with all the other departments, but I think there's a great opportunity here. But, you know, personally, I'd just like to make one point, and that's to the team. It's been fantastic working with you guys. I appreciated that my only management time involvement has been 1 hour once a week since they arrived, so about six meetings or five meetings in total maximum. So it's been an extremely efficient project to be involved in, and I believe that the work, is the output, is of a very, very high quality. Thank you.
It would be worthwhile to appoint Paul as an adjunct lecturer or professor at WPI at some point in time. Anyway, I understand that the work has been done in reasonably close cooperation with the leisure and cultural services department, and the information has been passed on to them, and they are, you know, they're sort of digesting the study result. Any questions from our HEC members? Come in.
Thank you, Chairman. I got to say that I haven't been to as many of these parks and promenades as our overseas visitors, although I lived here for such a long time. But I'm obviously stunned by some of the photographs having seen the guy sitting there and then have a thick wall facing him between separating him and the waterfront. So I like to ask the our visitors the simple question that do you have any idea why that happened? What are those heavy thick walls for that is taller than an average person? The green color thing that I see in the photographs. And over there, you see the last photograph. It was this young gentleman who was sitting there and meditating.
Wow.
Yeah. And then there was another photograph where in Lei Yunwen, I believe that you asked them to build up the platform,
mm-hmm.
or something like that. So you got an idea why that, or what's the purpose?
This wall is constructed on the typhoon shelter breakwater, and the LCSD has informed us that it was constructed for the purposes of flooding, to prevent flooding of the site. So they did not. We requested that the wall be completely removed and replaced with a nice promenade fence, but as more of a compromise, because they think the wall is structurally integral to preserving the site because of flooding. So they proposed a feasibility study to at least erect a viewing platform so you can see over the wall.
Any further questions, comment? Yes, sir, please.
Sorry, thanks. First of all, I'd like to apologize for not being able to get LCSD to attend this meeting. They actually promised to come, but in fact they pulled out at the last minute. I don't know why. I have a small question for the team. Very, very good work done. Thank you very much. I'd just like to know the difference between accessibility and connectivity, because I find that for some of the sites, they score very low on accessibility, but quite high on connectivity, and for some other sites vice versa. So what's the difference between the two concepts, please?
Accessibility, we measured the public transport that enabled people to get from the hinterland to the site and the signage that helped them to get from the hinterland to the site. Connectivity was, once they're at the site, how easy is it for them to travel along the waterfront, and how easy is it for them to get back to the hinterland and get to the water. So we evaluated things such as the signage at the site that led them to other destinations and signage at the site that led them back to the hinterland, such as the sign that labeled or directed people towards an MTR stop. But accessibility was only how the visitor got from the hinterland to the site. Does that answer your question?
Okay, thanks.
Any further question? Maybe I have one. Did you enjoy your stay in Hong Kong altogether?
Very much. Very, very much. It was great, especially when we were traveling with our Hong Kong University students. They were saying how they needed our help to get to these places because they didn't know where they were. And by the second week we were here, we felt we had lived in the city forever because we knew how to direct people anywhere. And we know the cool places to go on the weekends for the rest of our students here. It was very fun. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Please do come back in the future, okay? Well, if there's no other question, we'd like to thank our full visitor plus the teacher again for all the hard work done, and as you see, you cover more ground than some of our local members here. Okay. Thanks again. Have a safe trip home. You're going back to United States soon? Okay. Thanks again. Thanks.